So let's get to the question of the moment. The one thing that I want to ask you the most about, of course, which is, you know, the really fascinating presentation that was seen at ASCO, Dr. Robson presented, looking at olaparib and breast cancer. And why don't we hear about your 61-year-old lady sort of as a way to get into that?
So this is a 61-year-old woman who presented with a tiny tumor. It was about a 7-8 millimeter tumor. What was interesting for me was I had met her daughter as a 28-year-old who had a triple negative breast cancer. We treated her. It was a number of years ago. Her daughter had been found to have a BRCA mutation, a BRCA1 mutation. Her daughter had not wanted to have bilateral mastectomies, had gone on to have pregnancies quickly, and was about to make a decision about having bilateral mastectomies when her MRI picked up another cancer, treated that cancer. It was a small cancer. And then she did have bilateral mastectomies and oophorectomies and her tubes out. This patient came along and she had, even though her daughter had had a breast cancer and a BRCA mutation, she just hadn't wanted to be tested. And when I met the mother, it was interesting. I'd met the father a lot with this patient, but I'd never met the mother. They were separated. The patient that I'd had initially as 28-year-old is a dynamic, gorgeous, blonde woman with lots of energy. Her mother came in as a quite wizened woman. One hates to make generalizations, but you could tell she'd given her body some abuse with cigarettes and alcohol. And when I met her, I just really felt that it was a small T1B N0 tumor that she wasn't going to tolerate chemo well. I elected not to give her chemo, but we got her breasts off and her tubes and ovaries out.
Just out of curiosity, she was triple negative.
Yeah, triple negative. And I know that that's a bit of heresy, like most T1Bs we treat. But I think that one of the things as oncologists is we have to look at the patient. She wasn't going to tolerate chemo well. She had a CA125 done by her family doctor of about a year later, and it was elevated. And she went on to have a PET scan that showed something in her colon area. She went on to have a colonoscopy and was supposed to be seen by the gynecological oncologist who'd removed her ovaries, but she didn't show. She was supposed to have a repeat CA125, but she didn't show. And she turned up about 9 months later. Again, you know, this was one of the reasons I didn't give this woman chemo was she wasn't a very compliant, cooperative patient. Unfortunately, at that point, she was found to have a high-grade serous ovarian cancer stage 3. And again, one of the important things to remember is that although we're now recognizing that it's the tubes that really is where the start of serous ovarian cancer is from, and although we know that peritoneal carcinomatosis can occur at any age, it does appear that the later you leave that bilateral salpingo oophorectomy, the higher the risk that there have been malignant cells seen. And that's well known. And unfortunately, this woman, although she'd had prophylactic surgery, had obviously had cells seed. She was started on standard treatment with carboplatin paclitaxel, ended up in hospital with each of the dosings, even when we adjusted the dose, ended up with pneumonia and septic episodes and just didn't tolerate the drugs well and also didn't respond. She went for debulking surgery and they could do very little. And I then got her on olaparib and she had over a year of great quality of life and a really, really good response to the olaparib. Olaparib's an interesting drug. Some patients have some GI toxicity with it. Some patients do feel fatigued with it. But when it works, it's an incredible drug that's well tolerated and can keep people in a really good stable disease or partial response for a long time. So this is an ovarian cancer, but it's really a highlighting of this drug as an active drug. I've treated breast cancer patients as well with it.
How did this lady tolerate the olaparib? You mentioned GI problems, any anemia or myosuppression?
So this patient, the serosal ovarian cancer patient, did have some anemia. She didn't have a lot of GI toxicity, though. She really had some minimal nausea for the first month or so, and then it got better. And I guess that's also been my experience with olaparib, that if you sort of work through the initial month of treatment, they often start tolerating it better. Often simple anti-nauseants for the first month work, but she did have some anemia. The anemia was a mild anemia, certainly didn't require transfusions or any other support. And that's also been my experience that although some patients get a mild myelosuppression or a mild anemia, it usually doesn't require a lot of support.